You know, over the last several days, we've been studying in 2 Samuel events that make it clear that God is in control of the operation of the world. And you may say, but what about my free will, Cliff? Am I just a robot? If God moves and acts in such a way that no one can stop his will, then what about my will? Is it just simply overpowered? Do I even really make any choices? Well, the answer is no, you are not a robot, and yes, you really do make choices, and they all fit within the providence of God. What we've been studying, we can see that Absalom is not standing there thinking, I don't want to ask Hushai his opinion, but there's just this force that's making me open my mouth. That's not what's going on. Absalom willingly asked Hushai. God does not work in violence against our will. We are not real sure what Absalom's motivation was at this point in asking Hushai for his advice, but what we are certain of is that there was an invisible providence taking place, and that belonged to the Lord. Here's the way that I like to think about this. I could sit down across the table from a grandmaster chess player, and before the game ever started, he could look at me and say, checkmate. And I could say, wait, I've not even made a move. How can you say checkmate? And you know what? The grandmaster chess player wouldn't even have to explain it to me. He could just say, okay then, let's play. And in no time, it would be checkmate. Did the grandmaster chess player force me to make any certain opening moves? No. Could he back me into a corner, taking away options? Sure. But all the while, he would be working in accordance with my will, my skill set, and still able to say, checkmate. So it is similar with God and his providence, and the Christian should take much comfort in this fact. And this is where our victory lies. When Paul writes in Romans chapter 8, what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? That these things are the very weighty doctrinal truths, such as foreknowledge, predestination, and calling. But the conclusion is, we win because God is in control. As you pray today, please remember Joshua and Megan Fury and their family, our missionaries in Zambia. And also remember the Rabbi Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Kenya.